Oh yeah, the old Bangor Field was and the Bangor Field was a huge part in my life. You know, there was so many things happened there. Like it was the centre of my life, really. Not was just a dot, you know, there was nettles on the side of it, a big hole in the middle, but we just were there day and night, whatever sport was in, rugby, cycling, whatever, like the Bangor Field was huge. There would be huge. I mean, all the right hand side of Grand and Brother, like which is all houses now, they were all fields. There was opposite my house was a place called the Dump. There was a flat field on top of it, and then going up in stages, tiered, there were two or three fields which were everybody was playing football and hurling all the time. Now, Leary's Field is still there. That's up further in the top of Fair Hill, like the right hand side of Churchfield. That's still there, yeah. The Fairfield is there still, yeah. That was always there because, well, that's how obviously Fair Hill got its name. It was a huge hill up to Fairfield, but it's not used that often, really. The other ones would be, it's hard to say. The only other thing were all the boxing clubs and things like that. They're all gone now, a long, long time, you know. The only other thing that we missed was, we called it Bunty's. It was a kind of a big boggish field, where Valley Drive is now. Past where my house was, there was all plots. We were all given plots by the corporation. You'd have a little plot, you know, and you grew spuds there. It has come back in again, oh, actually. And I remember on a Saturday, I would bring up a galley, a billy can of tea to my father and a couple of slices of bread, and he'd be digging the spuds, or I'd be helping him, you know. But they were all, it's all plot land, and there was all water seeping. It's still seeping down there, coming up in the side of the road, because that stream was coming all the way down the stream, the same stream where it came out where we learned to swim and where all the rats and bottles and dead pups were, you know. It flows all the way down underneath Fair Hill, down onto the Watercourse Road and out under by the Opera House. It comes out there and that joins up with the Watercourse Road and come in from Blackpool, Watercourse Road again, that's why it was named. But that's all completely gone out, like all Chuckfield, all the right hand side of Grand Roar, Columkill Road, all I'd say new houses, they're probably got 50 years, you know, that's all gone. There was a lot of playing fields around the place. The Norton Monastery is still there, I think, anyway. Although I have a feeling those fields are gone out, they're taken up by clubs like St Vincent's and maybe Father O'Leary's and Castleview soccer team. I think they're all taken up. Because they were belonging to that monastery. There was maybe 8 or 10 hurling pitches. I have a feeling they're all gone, you know. So, like, I mean, it was where I lived was practically out in the country. It was on the verge of the country anyway, you know. When you came up to Wolf Tawnsley, there, the start of Fair Hill, there was fields all over the place. You know, that's Fair Hill ended the city, if you know what I mean. You know, but I mean, it's.